Hello, developers, and welcome to the PHP Architect Community Corner, where we have conversations with members of the web development community. I'm your host, Scott Keck Warren, and today we're talking with John Congdon about PHP Architect, PHP Tech, and speaking in public. John is co-owner of PHP Architect, developer, father, and husband. When he's not spending time with family, coding, or being a responsible adult, you'll find him paragliding. Thanks, John, for finding some time to talk to us today.
Yeah, that whole responsible adulting thing takes up way too much time.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, for sure.
The kids are the worst.
Yeah, they can be. So we kind of had you on here because you recently released the schedule for PHP Tech 2025, and I thought it'd be a great time to have you on and talk about what tech is and kind of what's going on there.
Yeah, so excited to have the conference back again. PHP Tech is a conference that I first went to back in 2010, and I tell everybody, the conference changed my life. Before that, I mean, I was an okay developer. I made things that made money, so can't complain there. And then I was working in the bowling industry of all things, selling bowling balls, bags, shoes online. And I was always invited to go to these bowling conferences. And while I'm there, I'm like, I wonder if there's something like this for PHP programming. I never thought about it before then. And I got back and started looking into it, and sure enough, PHP Tech was coming up. So I talked to the boss. I'm like, hey, I would like to go to this conference. And I had to sell him on it and tell him why I thought it would be a good idea. And as soon as I did, he was like, sure. And he paid for my travel, paid for the ticket. And I cannot understate it enough that it changed my life. I met some of the most amazing people that I still talk to today. I got access to people that if I had questions, if I'm working on something new and I'm like, oh, I talked to so-and-so about this, you know, last year, I knew who to go talk to and I could ask questions. I got access to, back then it was IRC channels where I could just chat with people. And it just opened my eyes to help me realize that back before going, I just felt like an okay developer. And then after going, I'm like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I can do this. I know where to get information. So it just opened me up to a whole new world. A few years later, I decided I wanted to change things. I wanted to be a remote developer. I didn't want to work in an office anymore. Definitely didn't want to work retail if I could avoid it, because that was probably one of the hardest parts. When you get around the holidays and you're working retail and all of a sudden you're New Year's Eve and you're up till 2 a.m. counting inventory, not out with your friends. It's like, no, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. Fast forward to 2021, and I took over PHP Architect. Eric Van Johnson and I, you know, bought it from the Musketeers Group, Oscar Morita, who's an amazing individual. They, you know, they've been doing it for a long time, and they were ready for it to change hands. So Eric and I, with the love of community that we have, decided to take it over and try it out. And here we are. This is our third year running PHP Tech, and I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been going like for a couple of years now, and I agree. Like it is like transformative. Like in the things that you learn, and especially like the people that you have access to there. There's just like a couple people there that I know if I have like the dumbest question, I can go to them and ask them that question, and they won't treat me like I'm a moron. They'll actually like walk me through it and explain everything to me. So it is like, from me, my perspective, that's like the best piece of it, is being able to ask stupid questions and not getting what are you a moron type responses like you would on the internet.
Yeah, because we've all been there. We've all learned from somebody or learned somehow. So having those people, and Eric and I like to tell you, you're going to meet people that write the libraries you use all the time. Ben Ramsey, you probably use his UUID library in every project. He's there. You can talk to him about all things UUID, and he'll talk for hours about it. You can talk to people from internals. Derek Reathens is going to be there again this year. We're trying to get Sarah out there again. Sarah Goldman, who works on internals. And Larry Garfield's going to be there, and he does a lot for the community. So talking to these people, learning from them, or just not even necessarily learning, just having a conversation. Everyone is so open to talking. All the speakers are amazing. They give their presentation and they don't feel like they're on their a high horse. They don't feel like they're better than anybody. They want to share information that they've learned with everybody else. And then afterwards, they want to sit and talk to you, whether it's about what they presented on or just hanging out and talking, sharing space and, you know, community.
Yeah, it is a really like cool kind of perspective. So it's like, so when is it this year? Like when can we expect to be able to go to that?
So this year is going to be May 20th through the 22nd in Chicago. We hold it in the same place that I went to in 2010 because I don't know what it was about that specific venue. It made me love conferences because the conference is in the same hotel that most people will stay at. It's got this huge atrium where people are downstairs. Like you come out of your room and you look over the balcony and you look down in the atrium and you see all these people down there working on their laptops or just chatting. And to me, that was the community. That's what brought us all together. I've gone to other conferences since then where your hotel is a half mile from the venue and you go to the venue, you do the thing, and then you go back somewhere else. It just didn't have that same feeling to me. And every time I think about moving to a new location, that's the thing that scares me to do that.
I think that like that atrium is like really nice because I've been like to other conferences as well. And there's not usually that like, it's just like a huge shared space where like anybody can show up. And that's been lacking at other conferences I've been to. And you don't get the same kind of like, let's just pop down there and see who's there and like converse with people and have a beer or something like that. So it is like, to me, that atrium is like one of the biggest selling points of that hotel.
Yeah, I love it. When we put on Wave PHP here in San Diego back in 2018, we tried to find something that felt like that and didn't quite have that same feeling. It still turned out to be an okay space, but we had lunch on the beach. So it was just amazing. I want to do that again, but moving it from Chicago to San Diego has all sorts of implications. I've talked to so many international speakers that have reservations because flying from the UK or anywhere in the EU to Chicago is already stretching it. That's a long flight. And they're like, to go, you know, another 4 or 5 hours west would be just too much.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. Yeah. So we all know that production monitoring can be complicated. There are tons of tools and techniques, but you just want to know that your app is up and your users are happy. When your customers encounter a problem, you need clear, actionable intelligence and not walls of charts and reams of logs. That's why we built Honey Badger, the monitoring tool we always wanted, a tool that's there when you need it and gets out of your way when you don't. With Honey Badger, you'll know when critical errors occur and when customers are affected, instantly respond when your systems go down, improve the health of your systems over time, and fix problems before your customers can even report them. Honey Badger is the application health monitoring tool built for you, the developer who cares about a quality product and happy customers. Start monitoring today at honeybadger.io. It's free to get started, and setup takes less than 5 minutes. Once again, that's honeybadger.io. Yeah, so there are some really great speakers. Like I was perusing the schedule, and I'm really having like trouble like picking out like what like sessions I'd like to go to. Like it's like that kind of like packed like thing. You guys did like an excellent job of picking out like who you've got speaking. So are there like I know that one keynote speaker has already been kind of announced. Do you want to talk about like that?
Yeah, Molly McQuery, she submitted and we were reading what she wants to talk about. And then we got on a call with her because for me, the keynote is important. It kind of sets the tone. The opening keynote sets the tone for the conference. The closing keynote hopefully wraps it up with excitement. And just listening to what she wants to talk about was like, that sounds like it's going to be really good. So, and she was very positive in the way she wants to talk about things. So that was really cool.
That's like one of the things I find like more interesting about those is like, especially because like last year there were a couple like non-technical like keynote speakers, and that was interesting to get like their perspective on things. Like I know we talked to April, whose name I'm forgetting. Last name I'm forgetting right Wenzel. Now. Thank you. And that was a really interesting conversation with her. Well, that's like back in the feed a ways. So it'll be interesting. I'll see if I can reach out to talk to, I forgot her name is
Molly
and see if, because those are interesting conversations to have when they're not necessarily like tech things. They're more like adjacent to living in the tech space, essentially.
So her thing is she works in sports psychology, I think, and it's about your mindset and how you get things done. And that's what she's going to share with us, and how to get out of our own heads when we have something we need to tackle. I know I deal with that all the time. So when she started talking, I'm like, I need to listen to this. Eric and I were looking through the speakers, and it turns out over 25% of the speakers are not returning. Like, we have some speakers that are just part of the community. You'll see them at a lot of the conferences, and we tried really hard to choose additional speakers, new people into the community, and we are really excited about that as well.
Yeah, it's always interesting to see new people as well. I'm looking forward, like, TJ Miller is going to be there. He's speaking this year. I chatted with him yesterday, actually. It'll probably be like not that way in the podcast feed, but he was like, that was a really interesting conversation about like large learning models and how we can like integrate it into our applications. And it looks like he's that doing like the same kind of thing. Smart. Yeah. Yeah. It's like fascinating. It was a fascinating conversation. So
very excited for all the speakers. I just want to point out the schedule is up, and we try to make it clear above it that it is subject to change, because as you know, people start saying, I don't really want to speak in this time slot. Can I be moved? We are open to, you know, making little changes like that. Trying to decide if I rearrange some of the event sourcing talks, because we have 3 event sourcing talks that kind of could go together. So do I put them on the same day, like in the same room back to back, or do I spread them out so that you're not overwhelmed? So there's so much that goes into thinking about the schedule, and I never get it right.
Yeah, it sounds really complicated. Like, just from like just shifting stuff around seems like it'd be a real headache. Because I know, like, even like you can like plan as much as you can now, but then like speakers for some reason or other might just not show up, right? Like, they might have some sort of an emergency or something, and then you had to really scramble to figure out like a solution there. So
luckily, we've got some amazing speakers that have backup talks. We have people that are going to come to the conference and have talks ready just in case, and then we own a PHP business and we have employees. So we're telling all of our employees, please come with at least 1 talk ready. You're probably not going to have to give it, but just be ready. And we have one that's talked in at our user group plenty of times, but we have a couple that are like, I can't be in front of people. I'm like, you can do it. I promise you. I felt the same way, but you can do it.
Yeah. And so are there still going to be, is it like the, for ticket pricing and stuff like that, like I know, like, we're gonna put this out probably I'm sorry, it'll go out the 4th of February, so this will go out the 4th of February, so I think like the blind bird tickets will be done by then.
Unfortunately, the blind early bird will be done, so ticket prices will be what they are. Still hope you come out. One thing we can talk about is the elephant in the room. We have our PHP Tech 2025 elephant that is gonna be available to attendees at the conference, and really excited. We're still trying to come up with a name for them. But the theme of this year is something to the effect of knock it out of the park with PHP. It's going to be kind of baseball themed. If you listen to the PHP podcast at all, Eric is a huge baseball fan. I like baseball. I coach Little League. I don't know professional baseball as well as he does, but it still became a fun thing when we started talking about what's this year's theme going to be. Every year we want you to go visit the sponsor booths. So this year it's going to be like you're getting signatures from ballplayers. You're going to go and get your signature, and once you have all your signatures, you'll come back and be entered into the raffle for the end of the conference.
That sounds like cool. Like, that's a cool idea as well. So I really liked, like, a couple of years ago when you all had the puzzles. That was fun. So, yeah.
That was so much work setting that up. We opened each and every single one of them, found the sponsor piece to separate them to give to the sponsors. It was just a lot of work.
Yeah. So for people who might not be able to travel there, is there going to be like a virtual option as well? Or are they going to have to be in person?
There is a virtual option. You have to be in person to get the elephant. But there is a virtual pass as well. And you can watch live or watch afterwards. The videos will be up. The thing we do with virtual passes is you also get access to all the past tech videos or presentations. So if you go sign up now, you can go watch all the past ones, and then tried really hard not to choose any of the same talks from previous years. Sometimes we do because the speaker has updated their presentation or has new information, and sometimes they just present it a little differently. But for the most part, everything this year is new and won't be in our previous years.
Yep. And I gave one of my talks before, and I'm updating it for the stuff that I've learned since I gave it the last time. So it's going to be, you know, fresh and new, hopefully, for even people who have seen it before. So is there anything else that you want to direct our listeners to before I let you go for today?
PHP Architect has a monthly magazine. We publish that every month. We are always looking for people to write for the magazines. So if you ever wanted to be a published author, here's your chance to do that. We pay for you to write for our magazine. If you are interested, email us write, W-R-I-T-E, at phparch.com. I tell everyone, you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be the author of a library. You recently learned something new and you want to share it with the other people, this is a perfect way to do it. I often find that when I am writing or doing a presentation for a conference like this, I learn way more than I would have otherwise, because I want to not only share what I've learned, but that little bit more. So I need to dive a little bit deeper. So it helps me dive into learning and then sharing.
Yeah, the thing I've found is like when I do presentations and articles and things like that, I actually Google like individual words to make sure that I'm using like the individual word correctly. Because I found that like I'm like, you know, there's cases where I'm like, well, these words are interchangeable, and they're like not quite interchangeable. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, so I have to correct that. The other thing I've told people before, like there's like you have like 10% more knowledge than somebody. Like you're just like 10% further along your journey than somebody else, and you can help by giving that extra 10% to somebody else. So you don't even need to be like a total expert in anything. You can just talk about like, you know, the new features that are in PHP 8.4 or something. You know what I mean? Like you can give your 10% just by like going, look at this cool new thing.
Right. And it's very important to be able to say, I don't know. Especially if you're presenting at a conference and you have live questions, it's okay to say, you know, I don't know. Let me go find out. You don't have to be an expert and make up an answer on the spot. You see speakers that do that and you're like, nah, don't do that. Don't be that person. So the other thing is for the conference, we're always looking for sponsors. So if you would like to get in front of PHP developers, PHP management, we have anywhere from your junior level developer all the way up through people in CEO positions that attend our conference. So if you are looking to, you want to talk to PHP developers to possibly hire them, come out and sponsor us. If you have some sort of product that you need PHP developers to integrate with, come out and talk to them. Get them to know about your product. Tell them how to integrate with whatever you have that you're trying to sell. Or if you, let's say you're hosting, you do hosting of web applications, come out and sponsor and tell all of the attendees about your amazing hosting platform and what you bring to the table that somebody else may not. The developers are there. They want to talk to you. They want to learn about what you have to offer. So if you're interested in sponsoring PHP Tech, email us sponsor@phparch.com. sponsor@phparch.com. That's my spiel.
And I'll try to add all those links into like the description for this so everybody can get to that quickly if they need to. Yeah. So thank you for finding time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Scott.
I have to say another heartfelt thank you to John for all of his time and for you for listening. If you're not a subscriber, make sure you subscribe with whatever your preferred method is so you can get episodes as soon as they're released. Maybe share this post with a coworker so they can learn about it as well, or share it with your boss so they know that you should go to the conference. The podcast is available both as an audio version on the PHP Architect website, as well as a video version on our YouTube channel. This is Scott Keck Warren for the PHP Architect Community Corner, signing off and reminding you to keep listening, keep coding, and keep reading.